Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. I'm Luke Mathers, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios here on Madison's Near West Side for Mad Radio 92.7 FM, WMDX 1580 AM, and around the states. Locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, news from the center in Richland Center, and so many more. And it is Wednesday afternoon here, folks, in the state of Wisconsin, and I am joined by my friend William Walter for a Wednesday with Will. Will, how are we doing this afternoon?
What is up, party people? I am doing just swell. That's not true. We have been working hard. This election is coming up, and it is coming up fast. And
6 days away.
I am overwhelmed. But democracy is a 24/7 gig. It's a verb, not a noun. You got to put the time and the action into preserving it year after year after year. That's the work we're doing here.
Absolutely. It is a participation sport, not a spectator sport, as some like to say. And so, yeah, we're 6 days out from the spring general election here in Wisconsin. It's a sunny, albeit a little chilly, Wednesday afternoon, so Will's doing part of his job.
Yeah, I gave it my best. I got half of it.
He got the sun out, but nothing else. But folks,
I tell you what, working 50% is still significantly better than the state legislature has done the last 2 years.
Yeah, and Will, we're gonna have a conversation right now about that state legislature a proposal that they're gonna put forward. But I want to ask the question first, and I'm curious, what do you believe is the point where we stop being a democracy here in Wisconsin? I want to hear your thoughts on that. 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-PARTY. And Will, because we've got a headline, and yet at the end of yesterday's show, I was joined by Dan Schaefer, columnist of the Recombobulation Area, and we got to touch on a story that came out over the weekend of a current state representative, Dan Knodel, who is running for state senate in your neck of the woods, Will.
And that is my assembly district, right?
Yes, your assembly district, your state senate district, right in your backyard. And Representative Knodel said, well, he'd be open to the idea of impeaching Protasiewicz. Janet Protasiewicz, a Milwaukee County judge running for the state's highest court next Tuesday. On the ballot right now, actually, folks, if you want to be early voters, you can do that. Early voting is underway in Wisconsin. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. You can check out where your early in-person absentee voting location is, and you could be a voter today through the end of the week in most municipalities, or you can make a plan to be a voter on Tuesday, where Janet Protasiewicz is up against Dan Kelly, former state Supreme Court justice, for this full 10-year term on the state's highest court. And Representative Knodel is over the weekend on, I believe, one of the local TV stations in the Milwaukee area, floating.
I believe it was on WISN's Up Front.
Yes, that is correct. And he floated the idea of, well, yeah, I'd be willing to entertain impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Now, this is before she's actually even elected to the state's highest court. Is anything? And does that signal the end of democracy if a state senator, a current state assembly person who's running for the state senate to achieve a supermajority for one political party, is that the end of democracy when here in a 50-50 states running for this seat in a special election, an elected official is willing to just float the idea? No grounds for impeachment, nothing like that, just literally, well, she's not a Republican, and if we don't get our way, maybe we'll impeach her. That seems to be the sentiment from Dan Knodel. And it's kind of the sentiment that, well, Republicans here in Wisconsin, they just don't want to play by the rules. They don't want to actually hear or have their cases before Wisconsin state courts be heard in Dane County when the legislature sued. There's a proposal in the Wisconsin legislature saying, oh, well, we'll kind of throw it in the randomizer. It'll be one of the random circuit courts.
I'm sure it'll be very random.
Exactly. And so, Will, let's get to this piece because it's over at the State Journal. It caught my eye. And I believe this is just one more signal of the end of democracy in Wisconsin. Because this piece written up by Mitchell Schmidt at the Wisconsin State Journal with the headline, "Want to sue the Wisconsin legislature? Under this bill, the case could end up in any county." And this is pretty wild, Will. Because literally, the Republican majority in the Wisconsin legislature, which is there because of some of the most gerrymandered, if not the most gerrymandered, maps in the nation...
I think we got to start with that, Luke.
Oh, yeah.
You could realistically argue that democracy already doesn't exist in the state of Wisconsin based on how incredibly gerrymandered our maps are. I don't think that you would be wrong to make that point.
No, an argument could be made on that front. But I'm not saying what's the start of the end of democracy. That, I believe, got underway when these maps were passed. But what marks the death of democracy in Wisconsin? Is it that a majority not beholden to the public because they are in these gerrymandered districts can now choose which county court is litigating cases against the legislature because they're not a fan of having to go into Dane County Court? Because here in Madison, where the Capitol is located, it resides in Dane County, and therefore that is the venue that most legal cases brought against the legislature are heard in, because that's where the legislature resides, Will. That's where we are. Mm-hmm. If there's a problem, it gets taken up in Dane County Court. And Republicans are now floating this idea to change the way that when the legislature sued, what court is hearing that lawsuit. And this is just fascinating to me because, yeah, there's been an erosion of democracy here in Wisconsin, but this may very well be the end of democracy because now Republicans are even less beholden to the checks and balances of our government, because now they're going to say, well, we already picked our voters with these gerrymandered maps. Now
that's what I was going to say. The reps are already picking the voters. Maybe this is just the next step in the equation. Pull the plug. Take democracy off life support. It's suffered enough.
So now they get to pick the judge, jury, and executioners, because that would be what would be happening if they all of a sudden get to choose through a quote-unquote random selection process, Will, of what county court will hear their cases. And do you think that... you think Dane County would still be in there just weighted heavily? Or do you think that Waukesha and Rusk and all these other very conservative counties all of a sudden start becoming the venues that these lawsuits are heard in, Will?
Oh, gosh darn it. That's the fifth straight time we've gotten one of the Wow counties. Oh, well, that's unfortunate. All right. Well, lucky us, I guess. Can we see how this is randomly generated? Oh, no, that's against the law. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a private. Robin Voss just let us. He put all the bingo balls in the rotator.
We can't release that.
He put all the bingo balls in the rotator, and it just happened that all of them said Waukesha, Ozaukee, or Washington. That was just happenstance. It wasn't intentional. We
find out 10 years later, Dane and Milwaukee County's ping pong ball wasn't even produced, let alone like brought to the facility to get tossed in there.
No, they were actually marked a different color just so they knew when they were putting their hand in the basket that you just don't grab that color. Yeah, it's
the old. This is kind of unrelated, but have you ever heard the rumor of, I believe it was Patrick Ewing in the 1985 NBA draft, that they made the New York Knicks card like colder or something, so that when the commissioner reached in to draw out the team card, he would feel whichever one is the coldest, and that's the one, because they wanted Ewing, the superstar, to go to New York. That's going to be the Wisconsin legislature when we decide which districts Which district?
You'll never find out, though, Will, because they're also trying to hamper down on open records laws. So again, maybe that's the end of democracy in Wisconsin. I want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across civic media. If you want to share that tangent with us, the number 844-96-PARTY. And Will, it's just fascinating now. This is just being reported on as, it's standard practice. Republicans, they put these proposals out, we entertain them, they become mainstream, and then a couple years later it happens. And it's just fascinating to me that this is the just blatant move of the Republican Party now for when they don't get what they want, they change the rules.
Do I gotta tap the sign, Luke?
I don't know if we have the clip.
Prepared.
I don't know if
we not did, have it prepared yet.
I don't know if we did our homework after last week.
I'll tap the sign that I have next to my computer.
There we go.
Because it needs to be reiterated every time this type of story comes up.
Absolutely. Accountability for thee, not for me, is how the Republicans like to play the game here in Wisconsin. We want to hear your thoughts on it, though. 844-967-2789. You can be like Jack in Merrimack. Jack, what are your thoughts on this Republican proposal to get to choose randomly which court hears their lawsuits rather than Dane County?
It's just one of the very simple tenets of fascism. You control the legislative process, you control the administrative process, and now you control the courts. That's all. What totally amazes me is that people are going to be voting for, and millions in Wisconsin almost certainly will be voting for a candidate like Kelly, who not only is clearly unqualified for the job, has no record whatsoever on criminal law enforcement, but they're going to vote for him, and they think it's just perfectly okay that they have to think it's perfectly okay that the state Supreme Court overturned the governor's veto in defiance of the Constitution, that the state Supreme Court totally ignored the law that says that appointees have an end date to their appointment and allowed these Republican appointees to stay on long, long past their time.
20 months past their time in Fred Prenn's case. Appreciate the phone call, Jack. Yeah, we've seen an erosion, and I'm curious to know now if this change of venue bill gets... Obviously, it's not going to be signed by Governor Tony Evers, but Republicans are very close to these supermajorities that could override a veto depending on who's present in each chamber, and they're going to try to get away
and
with
that
some
Senate
weird
race.
Stuff. And that Senate race, exactly. So the erosion of democracy continues, but we're keeping an eye on it here on Dueling Tangents. If you want to share your thoughts, 844-967-2789.
Alicia on the radio.
Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers on this Wednesday afternoon, joined by William Walter. You can join us on the phone lines as well, 844-967-2789. That is the phone number to call to share your thoughts on what marks the end of democracy in Wisconsin. Over the weekend, we had a state representative running for the state Senate here in Wisconsin, the 8th Senate District in southeastern Wisconsin, floating the idea that he may impeach. He may be open to impeaching in the state Senate if he were to be elected there and the Republican Party here in Wisconsin have a supermajority in the state Senate, which would give them the ability to impeach executive and judicial officials here in Wisconsin. He'd be open to that idea for a candidate that is currently running for the state's highest court, essentially on the premise that, if she wins, she's not a Republican. And she's eligible for impeachment then, according to this state representative. That is the mindset.
I think it's worse than that, Luke. So the actual quote from Dan Canoto was, I feel the Milwaukee County justice system is failing us, and that includes prosecution. So DA Chisholm, I think, should be looked at. The circuit court judges, I think, have failed the community by releasing or not having high enough bail on these criminals, the perpetrators, and so they need to be looked at. Janet Protasiewicz is a circuit court judge right now in Milwaukee, and she has failed. The implication, at least the way I heard it, being he doesn't want to necessarily impeach her from the Supreme Court. He wants to impeach her right now from her role as a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge for having the audacity to stand up and say, no, we don't want Dan Kelly to be on the Supreme Court. You know, maybe it's both. Probably it's both. But a lot of this is, you know, stereotypical rallying the base conservative talking points. Oh, Milwaukee, crime, crime, crime. Milwaukee's failing. So we need to go punish the judges in Milwaukee. He led up to that quote by dropping another doozy. Quote, it simply gives us some more authority in the areas of oversight and accountability of elected officials or appointed officials, when referring to the Senate supermajority and the ability to impeach. Basically saying, you know, the legislature, we don't have enough power despite our near supermajority with extensively gerrymandered maps. We want more authority. We want more control. We don't want to work 3 months out of the year. That's too much. You know, what else can they say at this point?
They whine when they don't get their way, and that's the Republican Party here in Wisconsin. But the interesting, okay, so run through the political logic that is, okay, we didn't like what she did as a Milwaukee County Circuit Judge, now she's on the state's highest court. She's a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, and we're going to impeach her through political theater in the state Senate. Guess who appoints her replacement and even if you go through that process and steps down off the state Supreme Court for this process, because you can't really impeach somebody for this being a Supreme Court justice for things that they did in their previous job, can you? I but again, impeachment is
they'll
a political
find a way.
Process.
I feel like they'll find a way.
They would try, but then, okay, so you run it again to the next step of that logical conclusion. Janet Protasiewicz wins. She's impeached off of the state's highest court. And then who fills her vacancy?
The same person
that they're crying about filled the vacancy of the Secretary of State after Doug LaFollette retired just 10 days ago or whatever it was, 12 days ago. And so it is baffling to think that this is anything more than political theater, because the governor of Wisconsin gets to choose her replacement if she's removed or impeached or whatever these Republican daydreamers are trying to float as mainstream political thought in Wisconsin. And so it's just baffling to me that they lost the governorship in 2018. They've been reeling since then because they don't know what to do without just having a unified control over government. And any aspect that the Republicans lose, they are reeling because they don't know what to do. They don't know how to work in cooperation. They don't know how to compromise. They don't know. They put their feet up after 2 or 3 months of work here in Wisconsin because they can't actually do any
work is not for Wisconsinites. Work is not the right phrase either, Luke. They don't do anything. Remember, the Wisconsin GOP's entire reason to exist is simply to prevent Democrats from getting anything done. They don't have concrete policies. They don't have anything they want to implement. It reminds me a lot of what Mitch McConnell said when Barack Obama was elected, that his only job is to prevent the Obama administration from getting anything done. Like, they are.
Well, no,
like
his initial goal was
to
make Obama a one-term president, and Mitch McConnell failed hard at that one as well. And so it's just fascinating that Republicans are willing to take down democracy in Wisconsin just to prevent Democrats from being able to do anything, just anything. And it's so frustrating. And I want to hear from you if you believe this is the indicator, or are we beyond the death of democracy already here in Wisconsin? Want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. You can be like Annie in Watertown. Annie, what's on your mind today?
Oh, you really got my head exploding now. I'd like to just go into a pod and wake up in a week.
that would be really nice, Annie. That would be really nice if we could just wake up a week from today and just know what's going on. But until then, we're going to talk about it here on Dueling Tangents.
I'm getting a little nervous. Yeah. What originally your first thing you were talking about, like whoa, that's already happened. If you remember, and now I've been thinking, boy, did this really start to hit against our good, honest reputation of Wisconsin, the court and our government. But with the caucus scandal we had, and what was it, Kuala, you know, he took his thing, he went to court, took his punishment, you know, he's out of government. Scott Jensen went to Waukesha County for his trial, and Schimmel was the judge there, and Schimmel said, oh, well, son, and Scott Jensen now has every right to be, he's not a criminal, to go into the Capitol in Madison and do his lobbying and everything like that, and Schimmel got rewarded.
And now he's a continue back in the judiciary after leaving the Walker administration as the AG. Excellent point, Annie. Yeah, the court picking has already been underway here in Wisconsin. We're going to continue the conversation, get some more headlines here on Dueling Tangents. We'll be right back. Back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. You are listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to take us with you on the go, download the Civic Media app. Download it on any smart device. Just go to the App Store, search Civic Media. It's free, easy to download. You can jump station to station, like here in Madison, Mad Radio 92.7, or if you want to get the feed from up north on Lake Air for Amory or Talk of Green Bay, WGBW out in Green Bay. You can jump from station to station as you please there on the Civic Media app. And on a Wednesday afternoon, we are joined by William Walter, talking Wisconsin headlines, a GOP proposal to randomly choose which venue they would have their cases heard if anybody wanted to sue the state legislature. If the state legislature was a plaintiff, if they were a defendant, if they were an intervener, this proposal before the current legislature, what they're floating as an idea, they would get to change the rules rather than be heard, most typically, because it is located in Dane County, through a Dane County court, a random generator would create and let us know which county that case would be heard in rather than
where do we draw the line here, Luke? Like if the legislature is involved in any way, shape or form, like are we playing like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here where the legislature can make like, oh, well, my brother's nephew's cousin's fourth roommate was an aide to Robin Voss. So we get to choose where this court is being held.
That is an excellent question, Will. This piece written up again by Mitchell Schmidt over at the Wisconsin State Journal, reading pretty far down in the piece. Under the bill, any party to a case involving the legislature as a plaintiff, defendant, or intervener would have the venue randomly selected out of the state's 69 circuit courts. The clerk of the Wisconsin Supreme Court would be responsible for randomly selecting the venue and notifying any involved clerks of court that the placement. Stefan, the state representative floating this proposal, said the bill would be amended to make it optional for the legislature to seek a change of venue rather than mandatory. But once assigned, the venue cannot change, and neither the court nor a party in the case may move for a change of venue under the bill. So what happens when Dane County gets randomly selected and then they can't change out of Dane County even though they want to? Like,
that's why you leave the Dane County ping pong ball at home, Luke. Yeah, no half measures.
Well, it would be all up to the clerk of the Wisconsin Supreme Court to be responsible for choosing the metrics for which this court was decided. It's a very just fascinating proposal, Will, because it's just so blatantly just, we don't like the current rules. And it begs the question, well, why now? Why now is...
Oh, I can answer that one.
Yeah.
It's got to be Petty Voss. It's got to be Petty Voss. You look at rulings over the past couple of years, you know, recently, Robin Voss criticized several open records lawsuits filed against the assembly regarding the Republican review of the 2020 election, obviously led by former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman. And earlier this month alone, Voss said he was, quote, not surprised by a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Diane Shipper, whom Voss called a, quote, liberal Dane County judge, when she ordered him to pay more than $135,000 in legal fees in one open records case.
I would be surprised, not because, you know, it's a liberal judge, but I just, you can't be surprised that the fines are coming when you just don't keep the open records. When you just say, open records be damned, and we didn't do any of it. It's like not doing the homework and then being like, oh, it's the teacher's got something out for me, and that's why I didn't pass. It's not because I didn't do the homework. It's because the teacher's got something out for me. That is what Robin Voss is doing. He's complaining like a petulant little child, and now having, through a different state representative, David Steffen of Green Bay, floating this proposal out there. And I completely agree with you, Will.
If you didn't want to pay the fine for breaking the law, you shouldn't have broke the law.
Though, to be fair, if the punishment for breaking the law is a fine, it's more just a poverty tax than it really is a loss.
That is
but
an excellent
point. That's a different conversation. We can have a different day.
Well, and being responsible and hiring former state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman to do the review of the special counsel of the 2020 election in Wisconsin, and then not actually following through on any of the reports, the open records keeping, any of the things that a client of the state, because that's what Gableman was. He was a contractor for the state, and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and the Republican-led state assembly were responsible for the work that he did. And so if they didn't want to be subject to these fines that they're saying, oh, well, it's not surprising because a liberal county judge is the one deciding in this case, that's not the reason you got fined. You got fined because you were doing a terrible job and you were circumventing open records laws in Wisconsin. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. If you want to share a thought with us on this Wednesday afternoon, share a tangent or your comments on the end of democracy with a very gerrymandered legislature now floating a proposal that not only do they get to select their voters, they get to select the legal venues that their lawsuits are heard in. Because if they wanted to sue somebody, this could go both ways, Will. The Wisconsin,
they don't want those soft-on-crime Dane County judges that, you know, oh, wait a minute, they're not soft on crime when it's me involved. They're punishing me appropriately. Oh, well, then now that's a problem. Like, he wants it both ways. It's absurd. It's wildly absurd. I'm going to have to tap the sign again. Tap, 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 tap.
But the inverse would be, rather than the legislature being sued, like in those open records cases by good government groups trying to get the open records applicable to an investigation that was done into the 2020 election here in Wisconsin, what if the legislature decided to sue and they didn't want it to actually be in Dane County Court? They could then go and have the clerk of the Supreme Court randomly select which county court this would go into, and they could play the game that way as well. It would be giving a giant, giant amount of power to the legislature to choose who hears their legal grievances as well. And so it is just outright, in the face of democracy, just a terrible proposal to be like, yeah, this is something that should just be viewed as normal. We get to choose our voters. We get to choose the legal venue that our lawsuits are heard in. And
wouldn't this be politicizing the judiciary system, like by definition?
You would think so, Will. You would think so. Want to hear your thoughts on it? 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents across Civic Media. And it is just so blatant that Robin Voss is floating, because nothing gets heard in the Republican-led Wisconsin State Assembly unless Robin Voss is greenlighting it. He has tried to hold an iron fist, and very successfully for a very long time, of the Republican caucus.
Yeah, talk to Janelle Cranston about that.
Yeah, exactly. And so it is something that would not, if we see this get movement through the Wisconsin Assembly, we know that it's being greenlit by Robin Voss. And so it's not going to go anywhere. Again, it's like a flat tax proposal. It's not going to be signed by Governor Tony Evers. It's just not. And so just to put these things out there and these ideas into the ether, it is just very, very fascinating to keep an eye on, that this is what Republicans in Wisconsin, elected Republicans in Wisconsin, are focused on when there's actual serious problems that we could be addressing as a state. Like, I don't know, being shy 130,000 workers by the end of this decade. Tell me how something like this advances addressing problems like that. And you can't.
Something about snowbirds. I'm not sure how they come together, but the answer is snowbirds. That's always the answer in Robin Voss's mind.
Just constantly, just his train of thought, snowbirds. Everything
snowbirds.
Else is
snowbirds.
Just a
how
tangent.
How do we improve the education system? Snowbirds. We need more young families. Snowbirds.
Yeah.
But Robin, no, snowbirds, snowbirds.
It is very telling that very similar to like tax cuts, how he's just like, yeah, that's something that is the solve for everything, right? Is tax cuts the solve for everything? Snowbirds are the problem that we need addressing the most. Folks, want to hear your thoughts. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. On possibly the end of democracy here in Wisconsin with these lawmakers choosing these plans. But Will, we've also got a number of other headlines that we're getting to with, let's jump over to this one, because the biggest thing that is the Republican-led assembly can put their proposals out there for, hey, this is just a fever dream that we have, and maybe we could do something like this if we catch the right amount of Republican representatives on the right day. And what's really coming up is the 6 days from now. We've alluded to it a little bit already, but the Wisconsin state general election for the spring with the state
high scores.
There is an election, and it's coming up fast. And it's just very, very, very interesting to continue to keep an eye on what is going on with this race. Because, yes, it's troubling that Republican lawmakers want to choose who their legal venue is to air their grievances. But what's even more troubling is how long the ramifications of this state's highest court term will be here in Wisconsin. It's a 10-year term. The ramifications are going to go much beyond that. We're going to see immediate things here in 2023. We're going to see things surrounding the 2024 presidential election.
I think that's what needs, I don't want to say because we've talked about it, but I think the average Wisconsinite doesn't recognize that this race will have national ramifications when you consider that we were one conservative swing vote justice away from quite literally usurping the will of Wisconsin voters and overturning the 2020 presidential election.
Yeah, and the legal domino that could have been, because all of the court cases that were heard after 2020, many by Trump-appointed judges, cited all the precedent saying, no, this isn't, and he lost just over and over and over again. It was like 63 out of the 64 legal claims that Trump made after the 2020 election all got struck down, and the one that was upheld was a pretty insignificant one from my recollection. But had a state Supreme Court like Wisconsin's Supreme Court ruled in favor and set then the legal precedent that, oh no, these votes can be thrown out, these votes can be overturned, and set that framework for other states to then copy, we could have seen things go a lot worse in 2020 and in early 2021.
That would have been the end of democracy at that point.
Yes.
I'm pretty confident in saying that. I don't think that's hyperbole.
No, I don't believe that's hyperbole at all either. But we, again, will say that if there's not consequences for those illegal actions that were taken to try to overturn the will of Wisconsin voters and American voters in several other states, in Georgia, in Michigan, all the states that had schemes to put in fraudulent electors, because it was a scheme across the country. There were several states involved. Wisconsin was just one of those several states. And if there's not accountability, then it's just a dress rehearsal. And it may happen again. And 2024, the next presidential election, is the earliest it could happen again. And here in Wisconsin, if Dan Kelly is on the state's highest court, a legal battle brought before the Wisconsin Supreme Court may have a different result than what we saw in 2020, when 4-3, a coalition of justices, three liberal-leaning justices and Brian Hagedorn, said, no, you can't litigate these things after the election has already taken place.
Hagedorn has been thrown under the bus hard by all of his political allies, by his Republican colleagues, his quote-unquote team. You know, he obviously made the right decision in protecting democracy at that point. But, you know, people are human. And I can imagine it would be very, very difficult with the pressure that will be coming from numerous angles if this case were to reach the state Supreme Court in 2024 as well to make that decision again.
Well, if you look at the language as well that Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn had, it seemed like he may be more open to a challenge surrounding the elections. He outlawed absentee ballot drop boxes here in Wisconsin after the election. He seemed to indicate that if you bring this case at the right time, maybe I would vote a different way on the state's highest court.
Bring it up to me a little better and I'll handle it for you.
Exactly. It was the timing that Hagedorn had around it that made it seem after the election, oh, well, you can't litigate these claims after the election. Bring them to me before the election. Maybe I can litigate them then, but we'll see. And again, exactly. But we've got a very compelling op-ed over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel specifically saying why his involvement in that scheme back in 2020, Dan Kelly is unqualified for the state's highest court. So we're going to get to that opinion piece coming up next.
And it's from a voice you would not expect.
It was a little shocking of a voice. That is correct, Will. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers. He's William Walter. We got one more segment left in the day. Plenty of time for your tangents. 844-967-2789. Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. I'm Luke Mathers, joined on a Wednesday afternoon by William Walter. We are discussing the spring general election that is quite literally right around the corner. It's coming up 6 days away, Tuesday, April 4th. Make a plan, be a voter. Early voting underway right now. You can go to myvote.wi.gov. You can be like me, who early voted yesterday at my early voting location. You can be like Will to make a plan and vote on Election Day, Tuesday, April 4th.
We're going people watching, friends. Who's with me?
There you go.
I'm just kidding. You should vote early. That's good. I'm just a sadist, so I like to go in the day of.
a good number of people at the early voting location last night as well in Sun Prairie. So yeah, a good amount of interest. Not as long as it was the final Saturday before the election last November when I early voted then. And the long line for that one. There were only two or three machines and people waiting quite a while to be early voters last November. Not quite that long of line, but I had to wait for a little bit, got my ballot, but still quick and easy. Doesn't take much time at all. The local clerks do terrific work around the state of Wisconsin. So make a plan, be a voter, myvote.wi.gov to get all the information you need to make that plan between now and Tuesday, April 4th.
And how do we manipulate the mindset on that, Luke? Like, you know, you remember like 5 or 6 years ago when posts would go viral on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and people had like a contest. If all these people would comment first, and whoever actually was first was just like you don't win anything, but it's a point of pride. Maybe we can do that with voting. Like the earlier you vote, the better the citizen you are type deal. Like, how do we convince people of this?
I don't care how early you do it. I just want to make sure you do it.
Just do it. Yeah, get in and vote.
Just make a plan, be a voter between now and Tuesday, April 4th. And something that I was not really expecting, Will, kind of caught me off guard, and I've been meaning to get to it, but had some very full, very terrific editions of Dueling Tangents so far this week, was an op-ed that came out over the weekend. And this opinion piece, don't typically cover opinion pieces here on Dueling Tangents. Try to stick to the news headlines and then share my opinion as well as my guests and like yourself, Will. But don't really typically read a whole lot of other op-eds here on the show. But I'm going to make an exception for this one because it is a pretty significant op-ed. And the headline over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is Dan Kelly's role in conspiracy to overturn 2020 election makes him unfit to serve on Wisconsin Supreme Court. This op-ed written up by Ellen Brostrom. And that name, Will, didn't ring any bells for me at first. It was, same. I was like, okay, who's writing this opinion piece? And then you dive into the piece. I've had the privilege of serving as a Milwaukee County Circuit Court judge for nearly 14 years. I am also half of the only mother-daughter judicial duo in Wisconsin history. My mother, Justice Pat Rogensack, has been on the Wisconsin Supreme Court since 2003 and served as Chief Justice from 2015 to 2021. I am writing to share my opinion that former Justice Dan Kelly is unfit to occupy her seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And that is just fascinating, Will, because the daughter of the outgoing justice whose seat
the seat that Dan is running for, quite yes, literally running for,
is writing this op-ed saying that she believes Dan Kelly is unfit to serve the state of Wisconsin on the state's highest court. And just a scathing op-ed about Dan Kelly and pointing towards a lot of what we've discussed here on Dueling Tangents, his role in trying to overturn the 2020 presidential election because he was paid six figures, $120,000 by the Republican Party of Wisconsin to consult legally on that scheme to try to overturn the state's 10 electoral votes for president back in 2020.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she quite literally says, instead of supporting our constitutional rights, however, Kelly has worked to undermine the Constitution and our democracy. He has never served as a frontline judge and instead most recently served as a legal advisor to the Republican Party of Wisconsin as it implemented the fake elector scheme, part of a multifaceted conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Keep in mind as well, this is not just, you know, Ellen coming out against Dan, her mother, outgoing Supreme Court Justice Pat Rogensack, endorsed Judge Jennifer Jorah, something we covered last week when Kelly, you know, was talking about judicial conservatives generally don't endorse. That's why none of my former colleagues who literally worked with me on the job refused to endorse me for this position.
One thing to note that since this op-ed was published over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, outgoing Justice Rogensack did not endorse Dan Kelly, but did say that she will be voting for him in the general election. So a little interesting dynamic there from the mother-daughter duo of the judiciary here in Wisconsin. But the piece ends, written up, "I believe we all have a patriotic and moral obligation to vote against candidates who have helped this conspiracy along." Again, the conspiracy to overturn Wisconsin's 2020 electoral votes. "Even if we are not fully comfortable with the opponent or would not vote for them otherwise, Kelly helped this conspiracy along, working to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That is not, quote, conservative, and it is not American. Kelly is unfit to serve on our highest court, and I hope you join me in voting for Janet Protasiewicz on April 4th. And so that was the piece, the opinion piece, written up by the daughter of the outgoing Supreme Court justice in the state's, one of the state's largest paper, if not the state's largest paper. And just a very interesting dynamic ahead of next Tuesday's spring general election, Will. And I think it just goes to show that, yes, there's a lot of money being spent, records being broken. I believe the threshold of campaign money spent in this Supreme Court race already exceeding $45 million here in Wisconsin, shattering records. And there's going to be a lot of money spent, but there are a lot of individuals out there that it's not saying this person's better than this person. It's the question of whether or not one of the candidates is qualified even to serve. And individuals like a Milwaukee County court judge who Ellen Brustrom, the daughter of the outgoing Supreme Court justice, says Kelly is unfit to serve on the state's highest court.
She's not the only one. Remember the article we covered last week from, was it the
Milwaukee Bar Association?
Yeah.
Yep. Milwaukee Bar Association also saying, I believe only, I forget the exact numbers, but I want to say close to 65% of the members of the Milwaukee Bar Association saying Dan Kelly unfit to serve as well. So it's definitely not just a small group of people. There's quite a few people questioning his ability to serve. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, civicmedia.us. Will, really appreciate you for joining me on this Wednesday afternoon. Going to have you
it's
back
again. It's always a party,
soon.
Baby.
Always a party. Folks, Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2. Talk to y'all then. I chose.